One of the key concepts in late 18th and 19th century British art is the sublime. It wasn't a new word. The idea of the sublime goes back to ancient literary criticism, but in the mid-18th century, it was revived and transformed and given new importance. What the sublime refers to are sights, experiences, which go far beyond the norm and which threaten to overwhelm or transform the viewer. So the key examples of the sublime would be a vast mountain landscape. It's the kind of thing that you see so often in Turner's work and here. A huge pyramid, a dark cave, darkness, vastness, scale. All these are the qualities associated with the sublime. What's novel, what's new in the late 18th century in the interpretation of the sublime, and why the sublime becomes so important, is the emphasis that it puts on subjective experience, on the idea of art being transformative, and of art taking you out of yourself and perhaps challenging norms and challenging what you expect, challenging what you're able to deal with even, kind of pushing you into new realms of experience.